We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Q104, Friday morning with the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. You know, I think that inflection matters here from what you wrote on the Google Doc. Does Bill think I am stupid? So is it, does Bill think I'm stupid? Or does Bill think I'm stupid?
The first one.
Does Bill think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means I did something and...
No.
And...
It's a lack of something that you did.
Uh-oh.
I just want to know if you really thought by not saying anything all week that I would forget that tomorrow is your birthday.
Oh, no. The thought never even popped into my head.
You haven't mentioned it one time. And I know you don't. You don't hate your birthday, but you just don't like to make it a big deal.
Do you think that I'm with the rest of the people in my life, like I'm mentioning that it's my birthday at all? I'm not. I'm not talking about it at home. I'm not sure if anybody at my house knows it's my birthday tomorrow.
When I looked at the calendar this year and I saw that your birthday was on a Saturday, I was like, oh, this is Bill's dream because we don't have to talk about it at all if he doesn't want to.
Even on Facebook, I have the birthday notification turned off. So my birthday is not public.
Right.
So I don't get like 80 birthday messages.
Yeah, trust me, I went to double check because there's no way of knowing. I have just had to remember off pure memory when your birthday was. I was like, I think it's the 9th. I hope I'm not wrong. Let me go check his Facebook. And it wasn't anywhere on Facebook. So
my wife never remembers. She's like, what is your birthday again? March 8th, March 9th. I always forget. And she does.
You don't have any birthday plans for the weekend?
No, I do have plans. I'm just not broadcasting that it's my birthday tomorrow. But I do have plans. Paula and I are going to Cabin Club tomorrow night.
Oh, where's that?
That's in Westlake.
Okay.
Now, Cabin Club, and I believe that...
Wait, why does that sound familiar?
I believe that they just went through a remodel. They just renovated the entire place. But Cabin Club is the first fancy restaurant that Paula and I went to as a couple.
Yes, yes, yes.
Way back in 2001. So the first date that we had... Paul and I went to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Okay, romantic.
Yeah. Love Quaker Steak and Lube, not fancy restaurant.
Right.
So our first fancy restaurant where we actually got dressed up and had a nice night was Cabin Club in Westlake. So that's where we're going tomorrow night for my birthday.
Okay, I remember talking about Cabin Club because this was on the short list for your guys' Valentine's Day lunch,
Yes. Wasn't
it?
Yes, and I chose not to go to Cabin Club on Valentine's Day because I wanted to have dinner there.
Yeah, okay. Well, so that's a nice way to spend your birthday.
Yes. Now, I had to make the reservation myself.
Yeah.
Paula, I don't think she's doing anything special for tomorrow. So it's just Saturday for me. Saturday and a nice dinner at Cabin Club.
Well, I got you a present, but it's in the car.
Didn't.
Yeah, I did. Last year, I got you a 12-pack. This year, I got you a 24-pack for your troubles.
Now, that's silly. Now, why did you get me anything? Because... We already established a few months ago, we didn't get each other Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
And I didn't get you a gift for your birthday, or at least one that you could put in a car or a refrigerator.
I don't know. I just feel like you would enjoy a 24-pack of Miller Lights this weekend if you really wanted them.
Well, all right. I will take it, though. I'm not going to argue with you.
Well, happy early birthday. I hope you have the best weekend ever. Oh.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
I listen every morning. Old songs, new songs.
I love the music. It makes you feel good in the morning when you're listening to it. Q104.
Something I'm made for. Billie Eilish on Q104. She will perform that song live on the Academy Awards on Sunday night. You know the other live performance on Sunday night at the Oscars?
Ryan, I'm just Ken.
Ryan Gosling is going to perform for the first time anywhere in public, live.
The biggest stage in the world?
I'm Just Ken.
Good for him.
So that's Sunday night at the Oscars. Morgan has been following the saga of Kate Middleton.
Yes.
And we've been talking a little bit about this. Here's what I remember. Kate had abdominal surgery back in December.
Yes, planned surgery.
And since then, it's even debatable if she's been seen in public, because we talked about how she was in a car going somewhere with her mother, and conspiracy theorists on the internet are saying that wasn't even Kate.
Right.
So what is the latest today in the story of Kate Middleton?
So Kate Middleton's uncle is on Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. And so it just started this past week. So another reality show star, her name is Ekansu. She was on Love Island. She just was on this last season of The Traitors. She asked Kate Middleton's uncle, his name is Gary Goldsmith, where's Kate? She meant well when she said it too. She said it out of concern. She said, can I ask you a question? And he's like, yes. And she's like, where is Kate? And Kate's uncle had a long pause and said this. So because she doesn't want to talk about it, the last thing I'm going to do is, and then a long pause. And then Ekansu says, we can't talk about it. And he says, if it's announced, I'll give you an opinion.
Okay. Yeah, that seems cryptic and damning.
Yes. And Ekansu kept saying, I hope she's okay. And he said, she's getting the best care in the world. And she says, I hope she's okay. And he said, she'll be back.
So something is going on with Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
And it's health related.
Yeah.
And maybe we should all just back off. Let her heal.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's so hard to tell with the royal family just because they're such a well-oiled public relations machine. And this is so far out of left field that, you know, people are going to have concerns and they're going to talk about it because of how abnormal it is. And I think, honestly, situations like this with Uncle Gary doesn't make things any better for public speculation.
Yeah, this is a rogue uncle who wasn't, he wasn't briefed on exactly what to say if he was asked about Kate.
I mean, I guess so. So the way that they're related, Kate's mom is his sister. So he has said, you know, I've talked to my sister. Kate is getting the best care in the world.
I'm sure she is. They can afford pretty good health care over there.
Well,
in the royal family, I'm sure.
Well, they don't have, I mean,
right,
healthcare is free in the UK, right?
Right, but I'm sure they have some influence on the best doctors.
Right.
Coming over to the castle.
It's just, what can it be? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know anything about her abdominal surgery.
Right. I mean, I've never known anybody that had an abdominal surgery. So is 2.5 months the standard recovery time? I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? If I had abdominal surgery, I'd be out for about 6 months.
I'd be milking it.
Yeah.
Milking it. She probably is. Because like I said, she's not allowed to wear sweatpants anywhere outside. So maybe she's just using it as an excuse to chill out for a minute.
Oh, that's true. Putting on pants is probably very inconvenient for her right now.
Pantyhose? Ugh. Forget about it.
Yesterday at this time, Morgan was talking about how Netflix finally caught up to her. She got Netflix.
I did.
And she was using the account of your brother-in-law, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And Netflix found out about that.
Kicked me right off there.
And so Morgan is now subscribing to Netflix on her own.
Yes.
I thought we'd get into, between the two of us, who is subscribing to the most streaming services?
I don't want to even know.
And how much money are we paying?
I don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss.
I've already done the research on this, and I'm very, very uncomfortable about what I discovered. That's next on the Q Morning Show.
They make your day. They make you laugh.
Morgan and Bill.
It's like they've been friends forever.
And they're fun to listen to. The Q Morning Show. Q104.
Hold me, feel so holy.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So Morgan is now paying for Netflix. Netflix is cracking down on who has the account, who has access to the stream. And Morgan, who used to have her brother-in-law's password, login and password, no longer.
No longer. The end of an era.
And I've been auditing my own streaming services as well the past few weeks because I want to, I don't even know what I have and what I'm paying for these days.
You don't want to know. Honestly, you don't want to know.
And then I discovered that I was bundling ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Disney Plus for $20.45 a month.
What?
But then I was also paying for Hulu separately. So that was an extra $7 a month. So for I don't know for how many months I've been paying for the bundle and then for Hulu separately for an extra $7 a month. So
they
I took care
you.
Of that. So what I thought I'd do, I'm going to run through my streaming apps first. Then you run through your streaming apps. Then we'll try to figure out who's paying more a month. So I mentioned I've got that bundle of those three apps, right? DirecTV Stream is what I have. That's what cost me the most a month. The only reason I have it, because I don't care about regular TV. The only
sports.
Reason, yes, for the Cavs and the Guardians so I can watch Bally's.
Right.
That's it. I'm trying to figure out what Bally's is going to do because they're in bankruptcy court right now. They might go on Amazon Prime.
Right.
I don't know. That all that's up in the air. So I haven't canceled DirecTV Stream. And also within that account, I pay for HBO Max or Max or whatever they call it now.
Right.
So that is $134.98 a month for DirecTV Stream and Max. Then I also have Peacock because the only reason I have Peacock is so I can watch Arsenal soccer. I watch Premier League soccer and that's how I can watch Arsenal. That's $5.99 a month. I also have Apple TV Plus bundled in with iTunes and Apple Arcade. That's $19.95 a month.
Okay.
I have Prime Video, but we are Prime members, so that's free. That's because I'm a Prime member. And then I have Paramount TV Plus. It's the only app that I have that I am using somebody else's login and password. Thank you to my sister Julie for allowing me to have Paramount TV Plus, which I rarely use anyway.
Right.
So what do you have over there at the Morgan Penelope Wright House?
Okay, well, I just had my Netflix account this week, right? My big one is we have Hulu Live. So that also is Hulu, that's Disney Plus, and then that's live TV. We also have HBO Max or just Max, whatever. Ugh, it's so annoying, isn't it? It's like calling Twitter X. It's just never going to happen.
Right.
And then I do also have Paramount Plus and I also have Apple TV Plus, but we are Prime members, so that is free as well. I use somebody else's Peacock account.
Okay. All right. So I've also found this survey where the average customer, the average person, only has four streaming subscriptions.
Okay.
Paying $77 a month for streaming services. That is the average.
I'm way over that. I'm way over that.
My grand total, because I listed some of the prices there, of what I'm paying for streaming apps right now, $198.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
And 7 cents a month on streaming services.
You have to clean some of that out. You have to.
But what do I clean out? What do I take away? Netflix?
Whatever one was $138 sounded way too high to me.
DirecTV Stream.
Yeah.
But otherwise, how do I get Bally's? And then I'd have to get rid of Max as well.
I feel like I get to watch the sports games on Hulu Live or YouTube TV. Have you tried YouTube TV? I've heard good things about that.
Bally's is not on YouTube TV. It is on Fubo. I could try to switch.
What the heck is Fubo?
It's just another streaming app.
What the heck is Fubo?
It's just another. It's the same thing as YouTube TV. It's the same thing as DirecTV Stream. It's just another way to stream television.
To take all your money?
Right.
Okay, well, yours is much higher than mine, but mine still is not great.
What are you paying a month?
$138. Yeah.
So almost as much as I'm paying for just DirecTV Stream.
That's what I'm saying. That DirecTV Stream is killing you.
It is. But again, you have to factor in that I'm also paying for Max within the $134.
That's true, I guess, because I do have Max and it's $20. So you know, if I had Hulu Live with Max, that would be over $100.
So that's how I justify it.
It's called girl math. Have you ever heard of girl math?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's when you buy something and you rationalize it in your brain and it ends up being free. It might be a $200 haircut. No, it's free because, you know, you didn't get all the highlights you wanted.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I can look at every single app here and I can justify you as to why I have it and why I'm paying that.
You know, when you're dead and gone, you're not taking the money with you. So you might as well watch every Cavs game that you can if that's what makes you happy.
And I will. $198.07.
Wow. I want to say congratulations, but I don't know if that's a good thing.
Why did we cut the cord again? Why did we do that?
Right. Can we go back?
This seems so much more difficult and expensive.
Yeah.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Tell them I'm next. Tell them you find a little something too fresh, I know. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So this story, I believe that the I-Team at Fox broke this story. I saw it yesterday.
Okay.
And then I came in this morning and I saw the story again in my national news feeds. And then a friend of mine who also does morning radio sent me the story via DM.
So everyone is sending it to you?
He's like, what's going on over where you live? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know.
I don't know what you could be talking about.
So this story comes out of Ashtabula.
Okay.
So let's see. The main characters of this story, Karen and Lorene, and they are, one's 50, one's 60 something.
Okay.
Okay. And they lived together with a guy named Doug. And Doug was 80 years old.
Okay.
I don't know the
little
story.
Three's Company?
Yeah, yes, very much like Three's Company. I don't know what their circumstances were that they were all living together, but they were all living together in Ashtabula. Well, on Monday, Karen and Lorene, I better write those names down because I'm going to forget that.
Karen and Lorene.
And Lorene, they came home and discovered that Doug was dead.
Okay.
Doug died.
Okay.
So what would you do if you came home and you found that somebody died in the house?
I would call 911.
You would think, right?
Right.
Well, that's not what Karen and Lorene did. Instead, they got Doug dressed. They put him in the car, in the passenger seat, and they drove to Doug's bank.
What?
And they went through the drive-through to the ATM and, or not the ATM, the drive-through teller window, and withdrew $900 from Doug's account, with Doug sitting right there in the passenger seat.
Dead Doug.
Yes.
What?
And so the teller had to verify that that was really Doug sitting right there in the passenger seat. The teller, however, did not realize that Doug was no longer with us.
Okay, okay. I mean, don't you have to speak to Doug? Don't you have to know his PIN number?
No, they did it all for him. Maybe because Doug was 80, maybe it wasn't unusual to the teller. Because according to the story, it's been done before. They've helped him get money out of his account before. But this was the first time that they got money out of his account when Doug was dead.
Karen and Lorene.
Right.
Trash bags. Who does that?
Now, after they got the cash, $900 in cash, they did drive to the hospital and they dropped Doug off. But they dropped him off and left. But the authorities caught up to Karen and Lorene.
And they got arrested?
Yeah, they are facing a variety of felony charges.
I want to know them. Do you know them? Name them.
The felony charges?
Yeah.
They're not pretty. It's felony charges like abuse of a corpse is one of them.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, you don't have to.
Theft is another.
What?
Yeah.
They hated Doug. Why did they live with Doug?
I don't think they hated Doug.
Well,
but
they stole money from him when he was dead.
They saw opportunity. Well, I'm sure they thought that Doug didn't need it anymore.
Oh my gosh.
They saw opportunity and they took it, but they did not get away with it.
Wow.
But what I'm seeing this morning is a bunch of Weekend at Bernie's jokes. And I knew that Morgan does not know that movie.
Uh-uh.
In fact, probably anyone under the age of 35 doesn't know that movie.
It came out the year that I was born.
Yeah, it's a movie. Did it really in 93?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking that movie came out in the 80s.
No, it came out in 93.
Weekend at Bernie's came out in 93.
Oof, it's got a 13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
If that was a trivia question, I would have lost that. Yeah, it's about two guys, and they're with their boss on Long Island, and their boss gets murdered. But for various reasons, they have to pretend like their boss is still alive. So they basically prop him up and take him everywhere.
No.
Over the island all weekend.
No.
I mean, it's a very believable story. It's a very believable movie. It could happen to anyone.
Oh, gosh.
And it did happen to Doug.
Poor Doug.
But now Karen and Lorene are behind bars and they're going to pay for it.
Justice.
And that's why we're in the news this morning.
Gosh. Morbid.
I think we're going to stay on the east side. We're going to be still talking about the east side.
Okay.
Right?
In better news?
Oh, this is definitely better.
Okay.
Although this is an argument that has been going on for a very long time, probably since 1797.
1797?
Yeah, Morgan brought this to my attention the other day. So let's argue about this next on the Q Morning Show.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Awesome way to wake up.
It's the Q Morning Show.
So much good music. I love it.
Q104. Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So Morgan sent me this earlier this week, and we're going to get into it right now. It's from one of the social media accounts that we follow. It's I'm from Cleveland. And what they did was they sent someone out on the street, a man on the street, and he found people in downtown Cleveland, and he said, he had a piece of paper, and he said, how do you pronounce this word?
Yes.
So here's the video, and you're going to hear the word in the video. Here it is.
How would you guys pronounce this word right here?
Mentor.
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 Mentor, but I say mentor.
Mentor. With the T.
Mentor.
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 Mentor. The hard T.
With a hard T.
Mentor.
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 Yeah, that's me in the background.
Now, playing devil's advocate, if I'm standing on the street in downtown Cleveland, some guy comes up to me and says, how do you pronounce this word? And it says mentor, but he doesn't say, I would think it's mentor as in like someone who takes you under their wing and teaches you the trade of accounting or something like that.
Yeah.
He's my accounting mentor. That's how I would say it. I wasn't even thinking about the city.
You weren't?
No, not initially.
Yeah. I feel like if somebody asks you that in Cleveland, you know what's coming.
But clearly we're talking about the city of Mentor.
Yes.
All right. And this, like I said, is an age-old debate. Mentor was founded back in 1797. I'm sure they were arguing about it back then.
Yeah.
They're like, it's Mentor. No, it's Mentor.
Right.
Now, I remember this vividly. I remember this vividly in my mind. When Morgan and I started working together about 2 years ago, we were doing the show and we had a caller on the show. And I think it was Laura from Mentor.
Right.
And when I went to her, I said, Laura from Mentor, good morning. And we had our conversation with Laura. And then the segment was over and we turned off the microphones. And Morgan's like, look, you SOB.
I would never say that to you.
It's pronounced Mentor.
Yeah, it is Mentor. It's Mentor.
I know that you left the area for 20 years, but you can't come walking back in here and change it to Mentor.
Yeah.
And she grabbed me by the shirt and shoved me against the wall.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
And it was very awkward. And I was very intimidated. But I, from then on, I changed it to Mentor.
But how would you pronounce it?
Mentor.
Like hard T.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I would pronounce it. That's what it looks to me. I don't think this is unusual, especially for cities in Ohio. There's many cities, like down south, there's Berlin, Ohio, which I look at it, I would say Berlin, but no, it's pronounced Berlin.
Berlin. No,
right.
I don't know.
There's so many.
There's so many.
So many cities, but let's stay focused on, on Mentor. So was I right when I said Mentor the first time? Because there's clearly people, nobody's unanimous on this.
Nobody is unanimous, but I feel like if you're from the East Side, you know that it's Mentor. It's M M-E-N-N-E-R. Menner.
216-474-0104. For the final time.
Yeah. We're ending the debate right now.
Is it Mentor or Menner? And if you're calling from the east side, if you're calling for Menner, you tell us how you want it.
Yeah, you gotta tell us. Please.
216-474-0104. Dua Lipa, you've got Q104. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
How would you guys pronounce this word right here?
Menner.
Mentor.
Menner.
Mentor.
Is it Mentor or Menner? Let's put this to rest for a final time.
We're ending the debate right here and right now.
Morgan says Menner. I now say Menner.
Yeah, M-E-N-N-E-R, Menner.
But I want to say Mentor, but I'll go with the majority on this because I don't want to sound like an idiot if I'm saying it wrong. Jill's in Brunswick. Jill, good morning. Now, Jill is in Brunswick, but Jill, you're from Menner. Is that correct?
I am. I grew up in Menner. No okay. tea.
No tea. Tea. It's Menner, according to
Ask
Jill.
Ask anybody.
Well,
that's what we're doing.
Yeah. And then all these people are saying Mentor, Mentor.
Right.
Okay, thank you, Jill.
One vote, Menner.
Lauren is calling from what city?
Menner.
And that's two N's?
Well, I pronounce it as if it has two N's. I know it's spelled with a T.
Right.
But if we know exactly how Morgan said, M-E-N-N-E-R, that can tell you if the person lived here or didn't, or if you went to high school here or you didn't, we know exactly who is from the area and who's not.
Yeah, we can tell. We can sniff you out.
Exactly.
All right. I say it's pretty much definitive at this point. There's text coming in.
Yeah.
I'm from Menner. I pronounce it as Menner.
Yeah.
M-E-N.
The only other pushback we're getting is this text that says, hard T, ask Morgan to say the word curtain. She does not use it at all. Curtain. I don't go curtain. I do say curtain.
Wait,
I guess I don't use T's very often.
This texter is saying you say the word curtain and you don't use the word T?
Yeah, or the letter T.
That can't be right.
Well,
I've never heard you say curran.
Curtain. Curtain. It's not a hard T. I'm not like curtain.
Right.
But I curtain.
Yeah, because you were talking about drapes and curtains last week. And if you said, I'm hanging up my curtains, I would have definitely called you out on that.
Yeah, curtain. It's just not a hard T.
All right. We're staying with Menner.
Yeah. M-E-N-N-E-R. Case closed.
On Monday, we're going to talk about, is it Lima or Lima, Ohio?
Yeah. We're just going to go through the list of cities.
It's a very long list. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Tate McRae, and you've got the Q Morning Show on a Friday morning. Battle of the Burbs on the way very shortly. You can win some Annie tickets for Playhouse Square. TikTok in the news again. The government is still trying to get rid of TikTok.
Of course they are.
And yesterday, a House committee, it's the House Energy and Commerce Committee, they unanimously voted to approve a measure, to push a bill forward, which would prohibit TikTok from U.S. app stores. So they'll just remove TikTok from the app stores.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be on your phone anymore. What they're asking, what the bill is saying, is they want ByteDance, which is the company that owns TikTok in China, they want ByteDance to sell the company.
Right.
Assuming to a company that's not in China.
Right.
And so this is just a bill. So the bill would have to go to the House. They would have to vote on it. I'm sure it would have to go to the Senate after that. But if this bill goes through, and they've tried this before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what stalled before now. I don't remember the details. Because I know that they've called the CEO of TikTok. and other social media CEOs in front of Congress multiple times now. Their main concern about TikTok is because it's owned by China and the fears that they have that TikTok is actually the Chinese government spying on you.
Right.
And so that's why they want ByteDance to sell the company. So if this bill goes through, if they actually vote on it and it passes, it would give ByteDance 165 days or a little more than 5 months to sell the app.
Otherwise, how much do you think it would go for?
What's that? If they sell it, oh my gosh.
Billions.
Right.
Billions.
And so if you're ByteDance,
it's got to be kind of tempting, right?
Well, you're going to make a lot of money either way.
Right.
If you sell the company, you're going to make a ton of money, I would think. But I'm sure they don't want to sell the company. And I think that they're doing things from what I heard. Have you seen this? Have you been on TikTok where you log onto the app and it asks for your zip code?
No.
Okay. Someone had told me that there was something that it asked for your zip code because they want you to actually contact your local congressman to try to put a stop to all this.
No, never asked me my zip code. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if the Chinese government is spying on us on TikTok, but it's like,
I don't know either.
Does the U.S. government spy on us in the apps that are made in the United States?
Well, I don't know the answer to that one either. And
are they telling on themselves or are they being conspiracy theorists?
Oh, interesting point. One that we probably shouldn't get into.
Yeah, we'll leave it there.
Because I'm sure that there's...
It's just a question. It's just a question.
There's feelings on both sides of that. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Like, I really don't have a dog in this fight.
Yeah.
I'm not on TikTok. I talk about TikTok frequently because there's always something happening on TikTok that I find interesting that we can bring to the show.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, it's kind of like the same thing, you know, when... People like go against Facebook and Instagram. They're always trying to, you know, dismantle these big social media companies and they've never been successful. So I don't know.
And my issue with it is it feels like we have a long list of more important issues to deal with in government right now.
Yeah.
TikTok to me is really far down in the list.
Yeah.
That's my only
thing. We'll see what happens.
We sure will. Battle of the Burbs. We're going to play one more time this week. A five-question trivia challenge. We need players next on the Q Morning Show.
Cleveland is waking up to the Q Morning Show. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
All right, Friday energy happening right now. Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our players. First, we're going to Westlake. To talk to Renee, a graduate of Brunswick High School. Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. You're going to be taking on Laura in Menor. Laura went to Brush High School. Renee versus Laura. Let's go.
All right, ladies. Your name is your buzzer. It's a best of five question trivia challenge. Here we go with question number one. What is the state flower of Ohio?
Laura.
Laura?
Carnation.
Carnation is correct. Question number two. Who is the Good Morning America anchor who played for the New York Giants?
Laura.
Laura?
Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan is correct. Laura leads 2-0. It could be a clean sweep with this one. Renee yet to get on the board. Question number three. How much does the standard Netflix account cost with ads?
Renee? $12.99.
Not $12.99. Laura, do you have a guess?
$19.99.
Not $19.99. $6.99 with ads.
What?
Yeah, that's
cheap.
Why am I paying $16 for Netflix? I don't care about ads. I'd watch ads.
Well, do a little downgrade.
Yeah.
All right, Laura's still leading 2-0. Question number four. What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Laura
for the win.
Tinkerbell's
right. You did it, Laura, on a Friday. Energy.
All I do is win.
No matter what. Never.
Laura, way to go.
Woo-hoo.
Glad you called in this morning for Battle of the Burbs. You have Annie tickets. I think.
Awesome.
I think we were talking about Laura earlier when I said Laura in Menor. When I said mentor, Laura was the one that... Where I finally said I'm going to say Mentor from now on.
Okay, well, there you go. Full circle moment this morning.
It's amazing. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. So we're officially 1 month away from the solar eclipse.
Yes.
Which could be the biggest event in Northeast Ohio in 2024. It's going to be hard to top anyway. Unless, like you said earlier, Morgan, if the Cavs make the NBA Finals and Taylor Swift comes to town.
Yeah, that might eclipse the eclipse. But for now, we're living in the moment.
Yeah, so the solar eclipse is going to be an event. If you go to a website right now, I think even on our website at Q104.com, they have countdowns to the eclipse. And Morgan and I were mentioning the other day that it feels like, in a way, kind of a mixed message that we're hearing. Because on one hand, you've got Destination Cleveland promoting this. Everyone's telling you to go out and get your glasses because you don't want to miss this event. And then, on the other hand, some cities and townships in Northeast Ohio have come out and said, stay home if you can. Stay off the roads. Go to the grocery store. Stock up on grocery items.
Yeah, is it an eclipse or is it an apocalypse? Like, what is going on?
So let's bring in Brian Kloss. He is the Emergency Operations Center Manager for Cuyahoga County's Office of Emergency Management. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So our first question, what concerns about safety does your department have for the day of the eclipse, and what are your recommendations?
So if you don't mind, I'd like to provide some context. Right?
Sure.
So emergency management in general, everything is about preparedness. It's about planning. It's about mitigation as well as response. So the messaging that's been put out through other different counties throughout this area that's going to experience the eclipse, there's different types of messages that are being promoted. And one of them is stay home. Now, that's not coming from our office, but what that's stating is for folks that might be vulnerable, folks that might have difficulty getting around, it's just a good piece of advice. I also think that there might be some context issues as well. So a standard practice in emergency management would be have 3 days of food on hand, have 3 days of water. That's just standard operating procedure that every household should be doing on a regular basis just to be prepared, right?
I never thought of it that way.
Well, it's a good practice. That way, if the power goes out or the gas line goes out or the water goes out, which can happen, right? You don't need a disaster in order for that to happen. A water line can break or a storm can bring down a power line or a fiber optic cable. So it's just a good practice. So in emergency management, we are all about promoting safety and making sure you're protecting yourself as well as protecting others. Now, specifically for the eclipse, there is a lot of different thoughts on who's going to be coming to town, when, and for what duration. So that weekend, we have women's NCAA Final Four, right? So that's going to be a big weekend in Cleveland.
Right. Especially if Caitlin Clark from Iowa gets here.
There you go, right? So if we're going to get all these big crowds in, what's that mean? Well, it means transportation might be hindered. That means we might have a lot of visitors coming to. What do we need to do? Here's our recommendation. Our recommendation is have a full tank of gas, all right? Have a plan. Know where you're going. Maybe identify where you're parking ahead of time. Have a backup plan for that parking. So when it comes to congestion, that's going to be one issue. And then the other concern that we have on our end is going to be communication. So you're going to have all these people in a very small area. Well, your cell towers can only handle so much, right? Mm. They're going to bolster what they can. So the two concerns that we have from a public safety standpoint are going to be traffic and communications. So cell phones might be hindered during this.
What are your expectations of if you're actually on the road during the total eclipse, how does that affect, I mean, is it just like driving at night, or do you anticipate any other issues during the actual 4 minutes?
So this will be my first physical experience as experiencing a total eclipse. From my understanding and talking with all the subject matter experts on this, is it will get completely dark for that 4 minutes of duration. It will feel like night. So there are going to be multitude of things that are going to happen. Luckily for vehicles these days, your lights will automatically kick on, right? For sensors of lights and with all the lights that are on the streets and the roadways and the highways, those are all on sensors as well. So those are all identified, and those are all going to go on, you know, when need be. And so that's going to help with the safety aspect of things. Our concern, we just want to make sure that anybody driving, you know, it's going to go from light to dark, but it's gradual. It's not like a light switch, right? So this eclipse is going to come by, and it's going to gradually get darker and darker until we hit that 4-minute, you know, total eclipse. Mm-hmm. And during that time, it's going to get very dark. So our recommendation is like, folks, this will be like driving at night. So just drive safely. If you want to witness the eclipse, though, then you need to pull over. All right. You need to make sure you're in a safe area. Our recommendation is anybody who wants to view the eclipse, make sure you're in your area at the time that the eclipse is occurring. So that way you don't pull over on the side of 480 in the middle of the bridge and cause a traffic jam and you have to deal with that issue.
This sounds like a guy who's ready.
Yeah.
You sound prepared.
We're going to follow your lead.
That's what we wanted to talk about. Thanks for clearing all that up, Brian. Brian Kloss, the Emergency Operations Center Manager for the Cuyahoga County Office of Emergency Management. Brian, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time, and everybody enjoy and be safe.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Earlier this morning, we were talking about how TikTok is one step closer to being banned in the United States.
For the second time?
Yeah, it feels like it. Yeah.
For the eighth time?
Yeah, so what's happened is they've advanced a bill in the House, and now I'm assuming it's going to go to the House and then to the Senate after that to be voted on. Basically, the government wants ByteDance, the company in China, to sell the app. Otherwise, they're going to ban it.
So now we have to use all the TikTok content that we can in case it goes away.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, this can't go away because we use TikTok so much for content
right
around here. Because we're about to get into a TikTok trend that's happening. What is the trend, Morgan?
The question is, what's a scam that has become so normalized that we don't realize it's a scam anymore? I have a lot.
So many things.
Like I have a laundry list.
One thing popped into my head. I bet you I could think of more.
Yeah.
I kind of don't want to say them right now because I don't want to take someone's answer.
Okay. I have some that I don't think people would guess right away.
Okay.
My scam that has become so normalized that we don't think it's a scam anymore is women who have to buy bathing suits and we have to pay two different prices for the top and the bottom. Nobody is ever just going to go buy a bathing suit top. Why are we not buying it together and it being one price?
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that you had to do that.
You had to pay like $30 for the top and $30 for the bottom. Nobody is ever buying them separately. I mean, sometimes you mix and match sizes, you know, if you're a different size. But still, it should be one price for a full swimsuit.
In that same vein, aren't your razors more expensive than our razors?
Yes.
That's a scam.
That's a scam.
That should not be.
And it's become so normalized that we don't even realize it's a scam anymore.
216-474-0104. I don't even want to say anything else because I don't want to take anyone else's scam.
Okay.
216-474-0104. Again, it's a scam, but now it's so normalized. Everyone accepts it. What is it for you? That's next. Q104.
That's because I used to be young.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill. Morgan found a TikTok trend that we're bring into the radio show here this morning. It's the scam that has become so normalized that we don't even realize it's a scam anymore. Morgan already mentioned the bikini tops and bottoms, which I never knew.
Yeah, you have to pay two different prices for a top and a bottom. And I get, you know, selling them separately because you have to mix and match sizes sometimes. But nobody's ever going out and just buying the top. So why is it two different prices? Why wouldn't you sell a whole entire bikini set for one price?
I feel like I do see mismatched bikinis, though.
Because they make us.
Yeah. I'm not going to blame you
now. They make us.
I didn't realize that you were paying extra money for that. Let's go to, and also I want to mention, because we have calls on hold. Mine, I don't think is going to be mentioned here. So we're going to hear about a lot of potential scams. Shelly's in Concord. Shelly, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
You too. Thanks for that Friday energy. What is a scam that has become so normalized now we don't even realize it?
So women's shoes, like smaller sizes, are exactly the same as the bigger sizes of kids' shoes. And kids' shoes are way cheaper.
I never knew that.
I never knew that.
Yeah. I wear like an 8, 8.5, and I shop in the kids' section.
What?
And those shoes fit me, and they're like half the price.
I wear an 8.5, and I have never shopped in the kids' section for shoes.
Yeah. If you need like tennis shoes, look in the boys' section.
Yeah, but don't they have like dinosaurs on them and stuff like that?
No, they have all the same shoes.
Okay. Well, so what size in kids' shoes do you wear?
I don't, it's like a 6.5 or 7 in boys, I think. Whatever like the biggest size boys' shoes are women's 8s.
Okay.
Never knew that.
Never knew that.
It's a scam and it's so normalized. Yeah. I thought that was normal.
Right.
Didn't even know about it. Brian is listening in Cleveland. Brian, good morning.
Morning.
What is a scam that is now normal for us?
Car insurance.
All right, go ahead and explain.
You pay for something you don't ever use.
Yeah.
You pay for something you don't use.
I feel like any word that is attached to insurance is a scam.
Okay, so would you say apartment insurance is a scam as well?
Yeah. Like renter's insurance? It is. Totally.
Okay. All right.
Because they have to use it, you're penalized.
Well, exactly.
There's certain insurance that I never buy, like pet insurance.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, do we have pet insurance? I don't know. I have to go back. I have to check with Paul on that one.
Right.
Like when you're I never buy the extra insurance when I rent a car.
Right.
And I don't buy insurance when I'm traveling. Like
sure.
There's that insurance that I never buy. Okay. All right.
There you have it.
Brian's saying that all insurance is a scam.
It kind of is. It kind of is.
Blowing my mind this morning. Melissa's in Menor. Melissa, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is your scam that everybody thinks is normal now?
Definitely those metal Stanley cups.
Oh, no. As Bill picks his up and is getting ready to take a drink of the Stanley cup.
Why do you think that the Stanley cups are a scam?
I mean, like, I've seen the videos of, like, they stop bullets, they don't catch on fire, and everything like that. But, like, they also totally leak everywhere. Like, I can't keep my beverage in my cup.
Really? Is that true, Bill?
Oh, she's right.
Really?
The other day, I had a little bit of coffee left in my Stanley cup, and I packed up my bag, and I went downstairs to work out in the gym, and I pulled on my workout clothes and they were soaking wet with coffee.
Yeah. No way.
The Stanley cup does leak occasionally.
And they're expensive.
Yeah. Like if I pay $35 for a cup, like I don't want it to leak at all.
$35. It sounds like you had a bargain for your cup.
Yeah.
Amazon.
And, like, I don't understand the people who get multiple colors of it. Like the whole point is that you're supposed to have one that will last you forever.
Right.
So people collecting it kind of also like negates the point.
So I take it you will never get another Stanley cup.
Oh, no.
Well, my Stanley cup was a gift.
Right.
So I'm using it because it just holds so much coffee. And
right.
I need an extraordinary amount of coffee every single morning.
Okay. I want to hear your scams.
Okay.
Here gets a long list of paper.
It's not long. It's just two things.
Okay.
I was going to say airlines charging for bags.
Yes.
I always thought that that's a scam. I mean, what do you think that we're going to be traveling with?
Right.
You know, so the carry, I mean, everybody's just trying to fit all their stuff now in a carry-on just
right.
so they don't have to pay. The other thing I was going to say is service charges.
Service charges.
Like if you are out to eat and you get your bill and you see that there's some sort of a service charge and then you still have to tip.
You do?
I think so, yeah.
I've never experienced that.
I see that. I think the first time that I really saw it was with pizza delivery. There's now a delivery charge, but then I still tip. So what is that
right.
service charge?
Right.
And then where it bothers me the most is when you're buying tickets for something. Like if you're checking out at Ticketmaster or whatever app you're using, and then you see the price of the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you buy 4 tickets and then here's $67
right.
of service charges.
Fees. Yeah, yeah.
It's
totally.
A scam.
It's totally a scam.
It's a scam and we've normalized it.
Yeah, we don't want to do it anymore.
We don't.
Can we start the change.org petition on everything we discussed today?
Yeah, can we do that next week? It's Friday. I am tired.
Yeah, we can wait until next week.
It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being here. We just got done talking about scams that have become so normalized, we don't realize it's a scam anymore. Talking about a TikTok trend. And now the things that we've talked about, like people want to call up and they want to add additional points to the things that we already talked about.
Right.
So one of the things that we talked about was insurance. Let's bring Diane here. Diane's in Willoughby. Diane, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Okay, so Brian called up and he said that insurance basically is a scam. He said car insurance. And I never really thought that car insurance was a scam or apartment insurance or
health insurance.
Home insurance. Health insurance in what way?
It just, you're still paying an arm and a leg, even if you do have health insurance. So what's the point of it?
Because we could get into a conversation of, wouldn't it be great if we just had free health insurance, like universal health care? But that's probably not a discussion that our bosses want us to get into on the radio show.
No. But Diane's going to tell us all about travel insurance because Bill said that was a scam.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So
what did I say, Diane?
Domestically, that's your option. You know, if you want to find but internationally, if you get hurt while you're over there, if you say are on an escorted tour, for example, and you trip and twist your ankle, you're dealing with another country with their medical over there, and you don't know what's going to happen. Insurance does not, insurance that we have over here does not cover internationally. If it does, it's probably of the small 10% that's out there of insurance companies that do cover it. Most of them don't cover international travel. So if you get hurt, and they cover things like if you lose your passport, if you have baggage delay, or if your baggage is lost, it covers if there's medical transportation, again, internationally, you don't know what that cost of that ambulance is going to be to take you to the hospital. So it covers if you miss your port, if you're on a cruise. So insurance, yeah, I get it, on all the aspects you're talking about. But when you travel internationally specifically, you definitely want to get that travel insurance.
Okay, that's an important clarification there, Diane.
Thank
for
you,
sure.
Diane.
Talking about my trips where Expedia.
San Diego.
Yeah, Expedia wants to know. I mean, who do you think you're talking to, Diane?
Right.
Morgan's the international traveler around here.
Right.
My vacation this year will probably be Marietta.
Beautiful city. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's haunted.
I'm probably not going to insure that trip.
Thank you, Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You listening this morning. And then we were talking about Stanley Cups, and it was Melissa that said she thinks Stanley Cups are a scam. And then Macy, who is either turning right or left right now.
I had my hazards on.
Oh, your hazards. What a great idea. I've got to turn my hazards on. I'm going to call this radio show. I do not want to be interrupted.
No. I don't want to put other people in danger.
What did you want to say about Stanley Cups, Macy?
So I heard that you had a Stanley Cup, and I have never been on the Stanley Cup thing. I think it is a waste of money. 100%, $50 for a cup is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I scroll on TikTok all the time, Facebook, Instagram Reels, and I've seen multiple people testing their Stanley Cups for lead, and they always come back positive.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude actually started yelling at me on Facebook because I mentioned it to one of my friends, and he said, there's no lead. And then the next day she tagged me in something of somebody posting that there's lead in them, and they tested it with the lead.
Okay.
Q-tip things.
Here's what I think that I know. Because I did some quick research here, so you have to forgive me, Macy, because I didn't have a whole lot of time to research this. But from what I understand, the answer is yes, there is lead on the bottom
mm-hmm.
of the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the part that contains the liquid.
Right.
So there is lead on the cup, but it's not the part that it doesn't touch anything you consume.
Okay, here, they are being sued though. Stanley is being sued. There's at least one lawsuit, and this is what it says on Stanley's website. It says what you said, Bill, but it's a little bit more detailed. No lead is present on the surface of any Stanley product that comes into contact with the consumer nor the contents of the product. And then it says on the bottom of each of the quencher is a circular barrier made of stainless steel, which covers a pellet that contains lead. The pellet seals the product's vacuum insulation, and it is not accessible unless the stainless steel barrier comes off. They say, which is possible, but rare. So that's where they're getting into murky waters, I think.
Okay, Macy?
I just don't trust it. I just don't trust it.
I mean, if there's a lawsuit out there, you might want to be careful.
So I'm going to keep going. I mean, that makes me feel fine with the Stanley Cup. Yeah. I'm going to still keep drinking my coffee out of the Stanley mug.
Yeah, unless, even though it's $50.
Unless I find, you know, something else like a thermos or something.
Right.
But if I end up missing every single show this summer for like 3 months,
right,
then know that I probably have lead poisoning.
Yeah, we'll know why. Yeah. We won't need to ask questions.
Right. And someone will let you know where I'm staying. You can send me flowers.
You're not going to pull a Kate Middleton?
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show on Q104.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.